Democrat Patrick Leahy is the Senate President pro tem. He is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and is the senior member of the Appropriations Committee. During the conversation in his Montpelier office, he discussed mostly the immigration and farm bills that have moved out of committee, but he also touched on other issues Washington faces. Senator Leahy is confident the immigration bill will pass on the Senate floor, calling its markup a model of transparency.
We also had a number of things in here for Vermont. It improves the EB-5 program, but it makes it permanent. It's already attracted hundreds of millions of dollars to our state for economic development. The bill will help protect refugees and asylees, and we've gotten more and more refugees and asylees in our Vermont communities. But mostly it's going to finally have a path to citizenship for millions who want citizenship. It'll be a long path, it'll be a hard path, but it'll be there.
Leahy was disappointed. An amendment he offered to protect same-sex binational couples failed, a pivotal moment in the committee's immigration deliberations.
As I said in the committee meeting, it's hard for me to look at two couples, both married in Vermont, legally married, say to one, we can help you with your immigration problems, but the other one, sorry, the law requires us to discriminate against you. But the Republicans made very clear that they would defeat the whole immigration bill if that amendment was in there. And all of us felt you could not turn it back on millions of people who wanted help. And so we'll see what the Supreme Court does next month, and they may make the point moot.
Vermont's senior senator has blocked a proposed land border crossing fee by the Department of Homeland Security.
Sometimes people forget what friends we have in Canada, biggest trading partner. Most of us are used to going back and forth across that. Some of us here in Vermont even have relatives in Canada, like my wife.
The farm bill is poised to aid Vermont farmers, according to Leahy, through margin insurance that includes a market stabilization program. It also features key conservation and labor provisions, but it had been blocked from passage last fall in the House.
I've talked to a number of the key Republicans in the House. They say they want a farm bill. We can save money. We will pass this one. Everybody knows the bill will pass the Senate. What is slowing it a little bit now is a number of people want to put other amendments on it because it is a must-pass bill. Those are distractions. They just delay it, but we'll pass it.
Like President Obama, Senator Leahy wants the prison at Guantanamo closed and trials to be held in the U.S.
What are we afraid of? We're the most powerful nation on earth. We have the best and most open court system in the world. Try them there. For one thing, it's an example to the rest of the world that we are not afraid of these people. We catch them here in the United States, we're going to try them in our courts.
Leahy also has serious concerns about the federal government's drone strike policy.
I'm meeting with the White House and the Attorney General the week we come back, and I've seen also the classified part of what they do. I have questions for them. I'm very concerned about the way the drones have been used. I'm glad to see them moved out of the CIA into the military. Made it very clear that armed drones in the United States should be not considered by anybody.
Leahy expressed strong support for embattled U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
I think Eric Holder is one of the best attorneys general we had. He's been unfairly criticized. Some of the things have been highly political. His decision to bring terrorists before our courts has been one of the bravest, most sensible things. I think to have done otherwise would have been a black mark on America.
Patrick Leahy has represented Vermont in the Senate since 1975. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.